I am Leonard Vidby and it's Monday, December the 16th, and here's your news at 8 a.m. According to digital expert Nrupesh Soni, the Telkom Namibia data breach occurred in late November, resulting in the exposure of sensitive customer information, including personal details, banking data and contracts. The data was leaked after TN reportedly ignored ransom demands. Soni has raised concerns about the substantial risks the breach presents.
Stay vigilant. Be extra cautious about any emails, calls, messages asking you for personal information or passwords or anything around that. Change your passwords, especially accounts linked to telecom services or anywhere you use similar login credential. Monitor your bank accounts. Regularly check for unusual transactions or activity. Tell your bank that you would like to only proceed with transactions if it's face-to-face or written by you, not just over the telephone.
According to local media reports, the significant cyber attack on Telkom has resulted in the social media leak of personal documents of notable individuals such as NBC's board chairperson Lazarus Jacobs, Nangula Wanja, the NIPDB CEO, and activist Michael Amushelelo. Diane Hubart, a consultant to the Institute for Public Policy Research, provided insights into the ongoing legal debates concerning gender and LGBT rights in Namibia. She focused on two landmark rulings that dispute laws criminalizing consensual same-sex conduct and the recognition of foreign same-sex marriages, marking a significant shift in the country's legal landscape.
The Constitution is the supreme law, and the Supreme Court is the authority that interprets that supreme law. And Parliament is supposed to be passing legislation that is consistent with the Supreme Court's interpretation of the Constitution.
From the Security Association of Namibia, Celeste Muhunduru addressed the new wage order that raises the minimum wage to $18 per hour from 8.75, applicable across all sectors except agriculture and domestic work. Muhunduru revealed that the Namibia Security Labour Employers Federation plans a phased approach for the wage increase over 3 years, as agreed on December 11.
We also need to implement that this can only be done if policymakers get together with the sector to ensure that the regulations are compliant and that the regulations that is now currently pending for the past 31 years does get implemented to ensure compliance.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki has urged countrymen to engage in a united national dialogue to tackle the country's challenges. Speaking at the SACP Congress in Boksburg, Mbeki underscored collective solutions and citizen involvement.
You've got an additional task 2025 because it is about the people deciding where their own country should go. It's political formations plus the people, so that the party is alert to this strategic challenge to intervene as the nation is discussing the country's future, defining that destiny.
The United Nations Secretary General has warned Israel against its occupation of a UN-patrolled buffer zone between Israel and Syria. Israel took over the demilitarized zone on Sunday, just hours after Syrian rebels swept President Bashar al-Assad from power. Our correspondent is Jody Jacobs from the UN headquarters in New York.
Israel says it seized the area to defend itself and will not leave until the security of its border with Syria can be guaranteed, a move that's drawn international condemnation. At the same time, the UN's disengagement force on Friday issued a statement. It says its troops will also remain at their positions and continue to carry out their mandated activities along the Israel-Syria border. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.